Welcome to FlamFlash.net Podcast, episode 79. We're doing this later and later. This is a habit that needs to break quickly. Anyway, I'm FlamFlash, and welcome aboard for the 79th episode. I'm pleasantly surprised. Now, to the Raptor Report. So, first off, on the Raptor Report, we have Dungeon Defenders and Terraria. I Blame the Sun. Oh, and Pirates vs. Ninjas Dodgeball. Blame the Sun. Totally just blame him. We'll move on. Diablo 3. I actually got to play this a little bit more. Level 1 of my character. Sadly, I can't even remember who it was at this point. But level 1 of them. Enjoyed it immensely. Diablo 3 is one of those games that is, fortunately, you can come back to whenever you want, or leave alone for quite a long time. You don't feel like you've missed out on anything, unlike, say, World of Warcraft. Super Mario 3D Land has not seen as much playtime. This has been one crazy week of Mondays for me in real life. So, likely the trend is continuing. We'll just have to wait and see. Yay, holiday seasons. Magic the Gathering, the physical card game, received, I hear a pitter-patter of little feet upstairs. Somebody's probably sneaking in with Mommy as we speak. But physical cards, played some one-on-one, some one-on-one, one-on-one, and even a two-headed giant game. Also did a lot of planning out for tomorrow night, where I am planning on going to a two-headed giant tournament for Friday Night Magic, so that should be fun. Have my little roll-up snack, roll-up sandwiches ready, a large liter of Sunkist, and a can of Doritos. Yes, can of Doritos. Not sure how that quite works, but it works well. They don't get crushed. Looking forward to it. Really got to test out my decks last Tuesday. Gave them some light tweaks before going. Each of them seems to hold their own pretty well. The Populate deck needs some more rares and uncommons, that's for sure. And the Angel deck surprised me. The Green-White Angel deck flew out there and did a good amount of life gain to hold its own until it could do a death blow against somebody, which was the intention. I was surprised it worked. Tomorrow we're going in with my partner is going to be green-white, so Hulk Smash with creatures, a little bit of Populate, but mostly just turn them sideways and go. While I'll be sitting back with a blue-white of Control. Oh, no you didn't kind of situation. Snapcaster Mages, cancels, those kinds of things. Discard a card, draw a card, or you discard a card, I draw a card. Thought Scour, hooray. Actually, I think I'll replace Thought Scour with the Elixir now that I think about it. Random thoughts! The largest game this last week was definitely WoW. Heavily played WoW over the weekend, and it shows. I believe my character is now level 87. She has her own farm, and the farm progression is going nicely. I absolutely love the cooking system that they've added in this new expansion. The ways, as it were. You still get the same amount of recipes, but there's that RP feel to it, again, of this Pandaren really likes to brew stuff, this Pandaren really likes to cook meat, etc. So you're leveling your cooking based on as many trainers as a time as you want. Right now, I grabbed them all. I'm grabbing them all. As I go forward, whenever I see a pond to fish in, I am going to be fishing in it. That kind of thing. Definitely. My main must get those cooking achievements. Must. Fortunately, as I level, I will probably get more supplies. And as I level alts, I'll get more supplies. So rather than sticking to my main, once she hits 90, I will probably be going around and doing the reputations, the reputation dailies, but then leveling my other characters. And as they go around with their fish tracking abilities and whatnot, they will spot the pools and then send the supplies to my main chef. Oddly enough, I have no WoW news for this week. Nicely segue to just the heavy play on the weekend, played a little with the son as well, and it's going well, quite well. We can, however, transition to StarCraft. Reordering my notes a little bit. Which sneaks in a little bit of WoW. StarCraft, Heart of the Swarm. Release date 3/12/13. March 12th, 2013, we get the expansion to StarCraft 2. Awesome. So, what about the Collector's Edition, Flame Flash? You seem to be obsessive compulsive regarding the Collector's Editions. So this one's not going to be any different. Correct. How about, oh, for instance, in StarCraft 2, you get specialized portraits and decals for your characters and skins. In WoW, you get a Baneling pet. And then in Diablo 3, you get the Queen of Blades wings, similar to how in Diablo 3's Collector's Edition you got those glowy Tyrael ring wings. Well, this time you get the skeletal looking wings. Now, the physical, that's where the digital Collector's Edition and the physical edition break off. Can you tell I'm tired? The art book comes in the physical edition. Mouse pad, behind the scenes set, and then your soundtrack, naturally. The physical edition is still the best, in my opinion. But we'll wait and see. This subtle hint, dear Red Flare wife, would be an absolutely wonderful birthday gift for me. I don't mind waiting 2 months for a game that I don't regularly get to play, but do highly enjoy. Just putting that out there, sweetheart. Now, what about other games out there? There's this little game called Halo 4, I think it was. Yeah, Halo 4 that came out. Oddly enough, I'm not that much of a shooter fan. I think I've mentioned this in the past. I just don't do shooters. First person shooters. This one happens to be an M-rated game, which also pushes me out of the market for the most part. It's late. I'm podcasting at 12:30 local time, Central. I don't have time to put in a M-rated game when my 10-year-old or 8-year-old or 4-year-old or almost 2-year-old are watching. I don't know why it's rated M. Is it because of blood? Is it because of other graphic content? Is it swearing? Who knows? Sometimes being a conscientious parent and a gamer stinks. But child protection trumps M-rated every day. Halo 4, though, little news hound I follow on Twitter, gave us some great facts. Jim Riley. His Twitter is linked on the show notes, or will be. Halo 4 grossed 220 million first day of sales. Wow. Just awesome. Now, Halo 3 in comparison did 170 million. But that was only in the US. Halo Reach did 200 million, but that was in US and Europe. And then with Halo 4, it was in over 40 countries. So we can't compare. There's nothing we can apples to apples compare with. It's a fruit basket. That being said, good on you, Microsoft. I am proud of you for releasing a game that grosses that much that quickly. Shame it's a first-person shooter, but who am I to judge? Here I am, after all, attacking wolves and buzzards and the Valley of the Four Winds, or climbing the Veiled Stair, mentally mocking the Pandaren who are huffing and puffing at various stages up the stairs because of how big the stairs are. Now, I mention Raptor a lot. I'm Flame Flash. Surprise! I'm Flame Flash over on Raptor.com. Come friend me. Let's compare notes. Let's compare achievements. Especially in WoW. But they just released a new desktop client as well. It is fantastic. Huge upgrade to their old one. So if you didn't like their old one, go re-download. Go download this new one. Give it a new shot. See what you think. Just try it out, please. In the entertainment world, we don't usually cover much in the way of, say, movies or music, but it begged to be picked. Taylor Swift hit the largest sales in a decade for her new album, Red, I think is the name of it. Well, this flies in the face of all the garbage that the RIAA says, oh, well, pirating is bad, and pirating is robbing our hard-working entertainers of their money. I get that pirating is bad, that it's better to not steal even intellectual property. However, RIAA, the reason the music industry is suffering is because a lot of the music you're putting out sucks. Surprise! If Spears put out a good album, quality album, and people would listen to it, hear it on the radio, be interested, they'd buy it. Maybe she would then beat Swift's record that she just set. Nope. Bad sales. Blame it on those nasty, nasty pirates. Pirates, Zit says. Well, so much for a failed Hobbit reference. Oh well. Come on, guys. Logic. Common sense. It's not piracy. It's. We watched The Amazing Spider-Man this week. Came out for Netflix. The FBI warnings, the piracy is not a victimless crime, etc., of these new warnings. Guess what? FBI, Pirates don't see these warnings because they edit them out because they find them annoying. They get straight to the movie they purchased. Why the crap do I have to sit through these things when I have legally rented them? When I have legally bought them? By now, we should have the technology in place that, oh look, my PS3 Blu-ray player with the latest firmware update says, I remember this disc, I've seen it before, I'm going to skip right to the menu, because if you really want to see the trailers again, you go and you choose the trailers, or you choose the FBI warning. Why? I don't know, but you choose to do it, because I'm a smart Blu-ray player. Logic, common sense. Entertainment rant concluded. Thank you. PlayStation Network, PlayStation Plus is coming to the Vita next week. Holy crap. GameStop is also having a sale, a bundle. $50 off the Vita normally. And you get Assassin's Creed Liberation, another M-rated game. But with PlayStation Plus, you're going to be getting The Uncharted for Vita. You're going to be getting Final Fantasy Tactics, you know, the original PlayStation 1 game that converted over. You're getting the digital library PlayStation Plus deal there. A Vita would be perfect. I'd love a Vita. I do run the risk of some handheld clashing because, one, the Vita still doesn't have the memory space that it needs. I would have to buy an absolutely huge card. Hidden cost! So the $50 you say, quote-unquote, saved, you're going to be spending on a memory card or two. Not too bad of a deal, I suppose. But still frustrating. Console world. Console-wide. Because this is one that's going to be coming out on the Xbox as well. Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer came out. I watched it. I was unimpressed. It's for an M-rated game, so they do gate the content with a very lame birth date recognition. However, I just don't get the appeal. It must be one of those overly violent, unappealing things to me. It just, graphics amazing. The graphics are absolutely amazing. I cannot fault them for that at all. But I also just can't get interested in it at all. Sorry. What I can get interested in is that the first PlayStation Battle All-Star Royale downloadable characters, free. The first two are going to be free as soon as they come out, and they'll be free for only a limited amount of time. You know, encourage those early adopters to go to the store, grab them off the store, enjoy. Seems fair. Seems pretty awesome. What's nice is that if you're planning on getting this game, go grab this add-on content and add it to your account. Add it to your download so that when they do merge up, if they ever do, you've got the characters right there waiting for you, happily and safe. This also goes for Vita. If you think you're going to be getting yourself a Vita for Christmas, and PlayStation Plus is starting next week, well, you're probably going to want to go to the Vita section and reserve downloading or making purchase of these Vita PlayStation Plus games so that when you do have that pesky memory card, you have something to put on it. Last but not least, and speaking of storage cards, the Wii U is going to support a up to 2 terabyte external USB 2.0 hard drive. Now, the Wii U has two back USB ports. One can be used to power your new hard drive, while the other does the connecting. You can't currently plug two hard drives to the back. I'm not sure why you would want to. That's a lot of space right now. Also, SD cards aren't going to be able to hold Wii U game saves, supposedly. SD cards are basically limited to what you could do with your Wii. So please don't go out there and buying the biggest SD card you can find. It's not going to be as useful. Just isn't. So, unless and until they release an update for that too, just use the SD card that was in your Wii. You'll save time and energy. Speaking of time and energy, I think I'm just going to clonk out right here on the keyboard, or I need to go and run and find out who it was that snuck into the bed, and once I send them off, enjoy my bed. So with that, episode 79 comes to a close. I wish you all a happy turkey day. Due to the holiday, I will possibly be recording on a different day. I don't know yet. And we'll just wing it. How's that for foul puns? Oh, yeah. It's late. Oh, well. This is Flame Flash, a FlameFlash.net podcast, signing off.